hashtag Damien, whoever. Okay. I'm going to find out his real name and he'll be on it. Hey, ha ha, everybody. Clinton Dix will definitely be on it.
Okay. Well, welcome everybody to our first, no, welcome to our podcast. That's all I can say.
This is some episode at some point.
Yep. That's all that matters. You know what's really interesting to me is people, let's say people are actually listening to it, right? People go in, they listen to our podcast, like, oh yeah, that's cool. They don't realize that those were recorded almost a year ago.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Dude, freaking...
Oh yeah.
The Big Trucks one, a year ago.
No, it was last Grammys. It was literally like a year from probably sometime this week.
That's embarrassing.
Because Pharrell was wearing his big goofy hat. We're at Zaxby's. His big goofy hat in the Grammys. The one that looked like the Arby's hat.
You mentioned that.
Yeah, I did.
You mentioned that in our podcast.
Wow, well, it's been a whole year since episode one to episode two.
This is our annual podcast. Expect another one in a year.
Next year. Actually, not just one episode in the next year. A lump of like 12 episodes will come out all at once.
All at the same time.
Next February or wherever, whichever month this gets posted.
So, and you know, I kind of like it. Because as I was listening to the podcast, you see Dylan making incredible promises that just never happen.
Keeps people on their seat.
Oh, yeah.
You call me a liar?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm the producer and host, Dylan Oliver.
And a liar.
Yeah.
I am a voice, Kyler.
I am another voice.
You know what I realized?
What?
All of our voices are perfectly different.
They are pretty different.
Yeah. Some radio shows you listen to, and the two hosts, they might sound exactly the same. Yeah. I don't know which one ever has which point of view ever. Yep. But yeah, typically it's like the two hosts, the one guy with like the deep raspy voice is like, and the other guy is like the higher, like,
oh yeah,
more calm
nerdy
voice.
Yeah.
But like, we got three people, but we're all different, which is, I can always tell the difference between us, probably because we've been friends for like a decade.
Yeah, that's true. I wonder.
Still,
I wonder think if other people can tell.
I'm sure they can.
I am too nasally. That's something I've learned from listening to the podcast, is I'm just like, it sounds like I talk. I don't have a mouth, I just have two noses. And I talk through the lower one.
Hey, but I would like to say, though, Dylan, we need an update of what has happened over this past year, because I listened to one of those podcasts recently, and it talked about how you ate eight beef sandwiches.
Eight Arby's junior roast beefs.
Yeah, eight.
Yeah.
And how much weight have you lost in the past year?
53 pounds.
Wow.
240 to 180 something. So probably.
Wait, you're lighter
60.
Than me? Crap. This sucks.
Hey.
No, I'm happy for you.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's awesome.
I think I'm 189 right now. I think me and you are only a couple pounds away from each other. Yeah.
That is fantastic. You guys have done wow. So I'd like to say, Dylan, good job, man. That's hard to do.
Thanks,
especially
bud.
At our age. It's hard
Can
to
I be stuff. Host of the year?
Yes. I wasn't thinking about that, I promise. I just had to swallow my food first.
I was thinking.
So, the fries here are really good, by the way.
Oh.
Go to Zaxby's and get fries. And wings and toast.
Yeah, I like all of this, actually.
So anyway, what kind of weird, like, cultural things can we make fun of today? Guys that work out with snapbacks on in the weight room?
I just don't like bros.
Because it helps you lift more, right?
I just don't like bros in general. See, I am majoring...
Explain a bro.
Wow.
Affliction t-shirts?
The ones with like the big weird cross thing on the back of them? And...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, number one thing, snapbacks. Okay, number one, if you wear a
have
snapback...
Have we talked about snapbacks? I'm sure we have.
I'm not sure. All I know... I mean, you may not be a bro and own a snapback. Okay, actually, you probably are. Yeah, bros, snapbacks. Okay, so snapback is my number one distinguishing feature. Number two is spending a lot of time in the weight room and never doing leg day. If you don't do leg day, that's another characteristic of being a bro.
You know what my big one with this is? What you call things. If you walk into my store and you say, where are all the lids? I'm going to...
You are a
I'm going to punch you in the jaw.
couldn't agree more.
Well, isn't there a store that's actually called Liz?
Yes, there is.
Which came from the stupid colloquial term. But then the other one I hate is, hey, I just got done at Foot Locker, picked up some new kicks. I need to top it off with a nice lid, you know? And I'm like...
Kicks isn't shoes and lids isn't hat,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So...
So that they can wear their hat inside.
Yeah,
okay. Agreed. If we wear a hat indoors, bro.
Why do you do that? Military people aren't allowed to wear their hats inside, right?
I don't know. Mandatory that they take I'm not off. In the military, sorry.
I think... I'll have to double check with my brother. He's... Yeah, I'm pretty sure they can't wear their hat inside.
See, something that everybody who listens to this is going to have to understand. We are practical. Right, okay, not in every way. But the way I dress...
we are.
Yeah, well, of course. But the way I dress, the way I, like, communicate with the world, the way I put effort into... it's practical. Like, yeah. I don't waste energy on things I think that are completely pointless.
Yeah.
But then again, I am a rock climber, which is totally impractical. Oh,
yeah.
And...
yeah.
I love it. So, yeah.
So, to each his own.
So, just forget everything I said just now.
What?
Exactly.
I'm good at that.
So, besides bros... and snapbacks, and YOLO, and tattoos...
Oh. I almost got my eyebrows threaded the other day.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Do you know what that is?
No.
Neither do we. We have no clue. We watched it happen, and we still don't know what it is.
Yep.
I'm really confused.
Yeah. You can get your eyebrows threaded.
At the mall.
Sick.
Like, I think it's some way to shape them.
Uh-huh.
With thread.
That'd be painful, probably, right?
I don't know. I mean, the lady that was getting it done to her wasn't screaming. Well, she might have been. We were pretty far away.
Yeah. We were in a crowded, like, cafeteria style.
We should make
up a deal is that if Derek and Josh paid the $8 for me to get my eyebrows threaded, then I would do it. They were able to come up with 7?
I think 5, actually. I had 3 here,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, $5, so...
That we were going to try and get those moms that were sitting across from us to do it, but...
That might be a good idea for our first video podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Here's another promise from Dylan, everyone.
Episode -2. Kyler gets his eyebrows threaded.
Top gear. Ambitious but rubbish.
Right? All of the video podcasts will be negative episodes.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's actually a pretty good format.
I forgot what podcast it was, but they started at 100 and counted down. Because I forgot what community it was. It's like, it makes me have to go to 0. He's like... I won't be able to check in like a week from now and say, oh, I only got 93. I have to go to 0.
I agree.
This is like Pete Holmes or something like that. I thought that was a pretty funny and clever idea.
How should we order our podcast? Because right now it's in a very confusing order,
right? I like that.
You just want to continue.
Yeah, because they have a date staple to them, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, well then, yeah. They'll be able to tell.
Except for that all of them come out on the same date.
Now that I can't...
Every year.
Now I can't order them weirdly. I probably will do... This one is like episode pi.
Episode 3.14? Are you going to actually enter the symbol pi?
No, I'll do as many digits as I can find.
Before it says this is too long.
Yeah. And then next week's episode will be episode... Pythagorean Theorem, whatever it's called.
Pythagorean Theorem.
I can't say that word.
So here's an idea. Why use numbers?
I'm going to use emojis.
Episode
pig.
Mountain.
Episode bearded guy with hat on.
Yeah. Episode thumbs up.
Episode, what it was called? Syringe. Everything's great. Thank you.
That's awesome. Thank you.
That's how you be a good customer, right there.
Yeah. What? I don't understand why people seem to find, like, a need to complain to everyone.
Yeah.
Like, in restaurants. It's like, oh, well. Just, I mean, I can understand if you have the wrong order and somebody else, an order got confused. I can see you going up and saying, oh, sorry to be a trouble. But, I mean, if your tray has, like, a smidge on it, I don't see the point in exploding.
It depends on the price I'm paying for the meal. because
okay, good point. If it's like $100,
I agree with you. If I pay $10 for a steak and I want it medium rare, which is how I have my steaks done, and it comes out more done than medium rare, it's $10. I'll eat it.
Yeah.
If I pay $25 for a steak and it comes out $25 or $30 to up and up for a steak,
yeah,
that thing is going to be done exactly the way I want it.
I agree. Yeah.
It's a $5 piece of meat. The restaurant, no matter how fancy it is not paying more than $10 or $15 for a piece of meat.
Agreed.
So, if I'm going to give you $10 to make it, you're going to make it correctly.
Yeah. If okay. if it was a little bit off, I'd be fine. If it was like, if I asked for like rare, they brought out well done, I'd probably ask for a new steak, and probably not go there again.
Yeah. That's.
But there's a way to do that, right? I mean, can we all agree that there is a way to address the situation
first of all,
other than
realize
screaming?
That your server did not cook that steak.
Yeah, I agree. Okay.
That's first and foremost, the person that you are dealing with.
You cooked my steak wrong. No, I didn't. I was
I brought you the steak. And I'm sorry I didn't notice, because I'm serving 12 other tables steak also.
While trying to pay for college. So.
And I'm stressing about my exam tomorrow that I need to study for when I get off tonight at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
So does that make you happy? No, of course it doesn't.
Just makes your day worse.
See, I've never been a server. But I can imagine that's a little bit of what goes through their head.
Yeah. I agree.
Here, that's what happened. When I won't name the restaurant. Ordered medium rare, wasn't cheap. It comes out brown in the middle. Not like, it was a little line of pink in the middle and all brown. And I'm like, I paid $40 for this. I am going to say something. And yeah. I said something and I grabbed her by the shoulder and I said it very nicely. I'm like, this isn't, you know, can I get a new one? I'm like, I know he's probably going to spit in it, but that's okay. I'd like the new one. And they did, and I tipped her very well, and I'm like, thank you for being so patient.
Okay, I think that's a really good idea. No, okay, no.
I
would have
thrown my snapback at him. If I weren't snapback.
Yeah, I was. You can't catch my incredulous look, but it was there. Yeah, I think that there's a way that we need to handle situations. Especially when things don't go our way. We need to just understand that because we've paid for something doesn't mean we are the king of England or queen, whatever.
No.
Because they are people.
Right?
They are people. They are not robots.
What?
Yeah, no, they're
no,
real.
Really. Like,
no,
saying,
like they don't plug them into a wall.
You're saying like that person behind the counter like has a home they go
yeah.
to?
Yeah, oh, every night. Like, and they
night?
Sleep and they have family. Yeah. It's
so
true.
Like,
unless
not,
you go to Chili's.
Just...
Unless you go to Chili's.
They have a tablet there now instead of... Oh, wait. No, they really do.
Yeah, you order on a tablet.
Me and Ashley went there, and I was just like, "Cool."
It is really nice.
But the games on the games on the tablet aren't free, so don't play the games.
I'm kind of against that.
What?
Having a tablet.
I am too.
Like, it may be convenient for me, but that takes away somebody's job.
It really does.
Just like the self checkout at Walmart. Like the,
does
I, that
though.
Takes away somebody's job.
Does it? Because someone has to make the tablet.
Yeah, but I think the amount of people required to make and produce the tablets is less than the amount of people that need jobs at all those Chili's. So
yeah,
overall, you may save some jobs, but...
Well, that's true, because there's more Chili's in more places than there are tablet factories.
Yeah.
Why is it so cold all over the place?
I don't get it. Chili. Oh, good Chili's.
Thank you, Dylan, for that joke.
Everybody, this
that,
is why it's
that
labeled
joke
comedy.
Is sponsored by...
I almost put it under home and cooking because it's called Cake Party. And there was no competition there. There is so much competition in comedy. I'm like, it would be hilarious if we threw it in there.
How's everything, guys?
Going well.
Good.
Great.
Can we take a tray for you?
Yes, thank you.
You know, next time you can trade out the coleslaw for like fries or toast?
No kidding.
Well, it hasn't been touched. Do you want to bring it
back? Yeah. Hopefully it works like that the next time. Now you know.
Darn.
Awesome. Hey, thank you.
You need a refill?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, I had a Coke.
I had a Coke Zero.
Okay. Okay, regular Coke Zero or flavored?
Vanilla Coke Zero.
It's just
Coke
normal,
Zero?
Yeah.
Coke.
Wow,
I'm boring.
Okay, can
we'll,
we just...
We'll interview her when she gets back. No, I'm serious.
No,
we'll,
no, 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 no. She's... Can we just say, though... Zaxby's is under... Nobody knows that we're recording a podcast. And they are that nice.
Yeah.
I officially like this restaurant.
That's
this
true.
Is my first time here.
We should give her a sticker. I totally would if we had stickers
I don't have,
available.
Yeah,
Zaxby's people are really nice.
I'm making cake party stickers at your old work tonight.
Are you?
Yeah.
What are they? Like,
I'm just going to have like a cake and it says Cake Parties Podcast. How much do you think? Oh, we'll talk about that later.
You have to put a party hat.
So like...
On the cake.
Do we even remember how we came up with it being called Cake Party?
Your drawing from high school.
Yeah.
Like, I know that, but what led us to, like, looking at that drawing and saying, we're going to name it Cake Party?
Because we didn't have any other ideas. I think...
We are very unintuitive.
If we would have done it now, if we would have done it, like, 2 months later, it would have been called Queedlecast. Which I'm okay
which
with.
Which would have been great.
Queedlecast.
That's
is
so,
it too late? I'm kidding.
Yeah, no. Cake Party is done and dusted. We are
Okay, regular Coke?
Yep, thank you.
Do I really chew on it that much? Gosh. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Did I really chew on it? Oh my gosh, there's teeth marks all over that cup.
That's you, man.
She was very nice. So the main purpose of today's episode is because it's award season, we were going to do our first annual Cake Party Podcast Awards, and we're going
next
to
episode a year from now will be the second annual.
Yes, it will be a year from now. With the topics we are going to do is let's start with best movie. What was
the best movie this year?
This year,
best movie
from January 2013 to January. 2014.
Well, here's the thing. Because I got back from being a missionary, like, last year, like, at the end of the year, kind of. So, like, all the movies I saw last year, I don't know if they actually came out that year or, like, 2 years previous.
Huh. Do you want me to get a list?
Yeah.
I already know the greatest
yours is
movie.
Interstellar?
Yep. Me and Dylan talked about this. We knew that you would disagree. But that is my nomination. Interstellar
the
is the
movie
greatest
ever.
Movie
maybe
of,
the,
of
year.
The year.
Maybe of the year. But I swear there's... What else came out?
Let's do TV show. I'll get us a list of movies and we can talk about them.
Okay.
Because TV show, obviously, for me, I'm nominating Top Gear.
Always.
Top
Parks
Gear is fantastic. Okay, then I obviously will
I
be nominating The Walking Dead. And it's not because I favor The Walking Dead more than any of those shows, but we can all three agree that all three of those should be
they're
in
all
the
great.
Top three.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to award one of those.
I think we should do best comedy, best comedy, car show,
and
then
best drama.
Drama.
Okay.
So the award
all
goes
of our
to...
nominations win.
Yes. So the award for best comedy... No, but we have to mix it. So the award for best comedy... goes to The Walking Dead.
Yeah, Walking Dead.
The greatest car show goes to Parks and Rec. And then the greatest drama is awarded to Top Gear.
Oh, definitely Top Gear. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's unequivocally correct.
So we find a loophole out of that, so all three of them win.
Yes.
Because it's going to be hard. So TV. So let's do the nominees for best movie. The Hobbit. Hobbit Battle of the Five Armies.
Okay.
I'm just listing.
Oh, okay, good. Because I don't think Hobbit was... worthy of
Interstellar.
Yes.
Edge of Tomorrow, which is
great.
Sorry, it was
crazy.
I didn't
Edge
realize that
tomorrow.
Came out last year. That's my yeah.
Edge of Tomorrow was
Dawn of
so
the Planet
cool.
of the Apes.
Never saw it.
Mockingjay.
I didn't see it either, but if it was as good as the second one.
Captain America the Winter Soldier I liked a lot.
Okay.
I did.
So yeah. Last movie or last year, there was a movie that mandatorily is going to win.
What?
It was called Cake.
Cake?
A movie called Cake.
Last year?
Yeah.
So 2014?
Yeah, so really this podcast is just a celebration of that movie.
Yeah, agreed. So it won. But let's
cake
talk about...
wins the cake
wait, we're
party.
Talking about 2014?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, no. Come on.
I'm just
yeah.
joking.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was
okay.
Like...
Here's
me,
two others that have to be thrown to the top.
Edge of Tomorrow is my nomination.
Here's two others that we need to consider. Guardians of the Galaxy and the Lego Movie came out last year.
The Lego movie? Oh, man. That was...
Okay, that's good. Oh, man.
Oh, I can't even...
Those are four good movies.
Okay, so where are we at? Interstellar, Edge of Tomorrow, Lego Movie, and what other one?
Lego Movie.
I think those are my three favorites. I didn't like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Big Hero 6 I liked a lot, too.
I had to watch... I haven't seen Big Hero 6.
I've heard it was fantastic.
So I'm probably very unfit to be naming nominations, but I don't care, because...
No one's going to cry over this. I don't care. This is just something fun for us to talk about.
So, like, Guardians of the Galaxy, I had to watch it 3 times before I finally was like, okay, I like it.
Yeah, all I'm going to say is it doesn't make my top list.
No, it doesn't. So, for me, Interstellar, Lego Movie, Edge of Tomorrow.
Oh my goodness, Lego Movie was the funniest.
This is going to be, we're going to be discussing this one. I don't want to do a cop-out for this one. I want to send a real best movie.
My question is, why haven't there been like 18 Lego movies made?
Yeah, why did they just now decide?
I don't know.
And I want it to be...
Another question is, where's A Bug's Life 2?
Well, where's Cars 2? Oh, wait.
It already happened.
And it wasn't good.
Let's take the worst Pixar franchise and make a sequel of that one. And not something that people want to see. I want to see Ratatouille 2, and we'll never see it.
Dude, that would have been
great. The name is great, Ratatouille 2.
Well, I'm disappointed that they're making a Toy Story 4.
Yeah.
I really am. I think that in movies, you need to find that point where it's done, it's over with. We made 3, it ended great. Let's just let it go. Because it's art. And I don't care about money as much as I do about that fantastic movie. Like, I don't know, that's how I feel. If I was Pixar or somebody, I think that's what makes Pixar great, is that they do something fantastic and they don't have to do 10 million of them.
It's like if someone walked into the Louvre, walked up to the Mona Lisa and painted eyebrows on her.
Yeah. Because...
Mona Lisa's done, okay?
It is. It's finished. We need to leave it.
We don't need more paint on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. So, let's go through those nominations again. Lego Movie.
Interstellar. What's it called? Live, Die, Repeat.
Edge of Tomorrow.
So those three. With
Tom
Cruise.
Holy crap.
That is really hard. But I'm still... Wow, Lego Movie was great, though.
Yeah.
It was great with the floating ghost on the stick.
Yeah.
And it was Samuel... Or who was that?
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman, the greatest narrator of all time.
No.
That was such a good show.
Here's my thing with these three movies. I was expected nothing from Edge of Tomorrow.
Oh, no, yeah, me too. Oh. Me, I was like...
And I walked in and I was like...
Yeah.
It's great.
I walked out of that theater with my mind blown. I have been thoroughly entertained to 100% in entertainment level.
I really enjoyed it.
So,
I really did.
I'm going to put this on Facebook. We'll see what people...
Are you?
Our 15 fans have any opinion.
Are you? You're putting that on Facebook,
what,
huh?
Yeah. What is your favorite of these three movies?
Yeah. So, that could help, but... In the end, it's up to us three. I don't care about everyone else.
Yeah. So, like, everyone votes for, like, Guardians of the Galaxy. We're like, Interstellar wins!
next big category here is... I know him. It's his birthday. Blake. And, anyway.
Yeah. Great.
So, next category I think we should do is funniest thing that happened in 2014. And the first thing that comes to my mind... And I think Kyler could agree partially as this is a nominee. When Germany beat Brazil 6-1,
yes,
might have been the funniest thing that happened all year for me.
That's so sad.
That's a good one.
The funniest part about it is there wasn't riots, there wasn't fires. It was just people like looking at their feet, walking back to their houses. It was like riots would have been better than this. There was no torches
this is
going
just
through
depressing.
The window. What else? What else is funny? Is there anything that was over the top funny this year to you guys?
Oh, there was, I'm sure.
That's right. There has to be more. There has to be something political that was funny. Something.
Okay, President Obama's joke at the State of the Union. His rebuttal. He was getting haggled.
Yeah.
From Congress, like not like a member of Congress, but was it? Where is that? Where is it? Where's that place where the president speaks? The
White House?
No. It's either the Senate or the Congress. I don't know anything about our government. It's a shame.
Me neither.
But he was giving the State of the Union?
Washington, D.C. That's where he was.
That's where he was. So Obama's sitting there in Washington, D.C., right?
Man, we're
and
so
he's
stupid.
Giving, we are. This is sad. Because I should care. I am. I'm embarrassed that I don't know this. But anyway, so he's standing up, speaking before the House, I think. I don't know. Anyway, and he said, you know, I won't be able to be president next. I won't be able to run again, is basically what he was saying. And suddenly, from up in the top, where no public officials, like elected officials, have to, it's just like, you know, random people. And you just hear this guy cheer.
And like, I won't be able to run again. Woo!
Yeah, and then everybody laughs. And then Obama said, I know that because I won my first two elections. I thought it was great. That was a great rebuttal. Now,
it was.
I don't know if I agree with Obama's politics. I really don't, because I don't know. Like I said, I'm embarrassed about that. But that was a funny joke. Also, Obama's rebuttal to North Korea was great.
Yeah.
He's like, do you know what I think is funny? That they are mounting a full military assault on a movie company, an entertainment company, that made a comedy starring Seth Rogen and James Franco.
It sounds like something that South Park would make up, but it actually happened.
It really happened. North Korea's bad.
Okay, that's
waging war on Sony, and then it's like, wait, how really are we going to make fun of this? Because that's real.
Oh man, that's so true.
So I think that's our second nomination: is the Sony,
the North Korea
North
declaring
Korea.
War on Sony.
Our nomination for
this
the
is third.
Oh,
yes. Very much third.
Okay, the video of the first person to ever get the iPhone 6. He's in Australia. Opens up the box and it falls straight on the concrete, and everybody freaks out.
That was one of my favorite things. It just popped, gone, just crack.
Like, everyone's like,
I think that we should name nomination number two, the North Korean one. We should nominate North Korea as the funniest thing of 2014.
How would I get that? Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That's
to try
a great
to way
yeah,
to get
that
to them. Then I'll come up on one of their lists, and then I'll disappear.
Kim Jong-un's like, somebody. Yeah, that they would speak in perfect English without any accent.
Exactly.
They would say, like,
from the, yeah.
Mr. Great Leader, we've recently found out that a very popular podcast in America has
very
nominated
popular.
North Korea, funniest country in the world, or funniest thing of 2014.
Look what's
truly,
on their list.
We are the greatest nation in the world.
Look what's on their list.
The 14 most hilarious things that happened in 2014. Seth Rogen and James Franco almost start a war with North Korea.
Well, I'm sad that that's number 12, even though it said 10. Things.
That is a really, like, we're going to be looking back at that in, like, 20 years. And I'm going to be a history teacher. I'll be like, so this happened. Now I have to show you this movie so you know what it's about.
Did you watch it?
No.
Maybe
have you?
Nope.
I heard it's not good.
Yeah, I heard it wasn't that great.
It's like it's not even that funny.
It's on Netflix, though.
Yeah.
But I think, morally, we care more about not watching radar movies than we do about making a political statement. So.
Well, that, and it's just another Seth Rogen and James Franco movie where they're both idiots performing some, like...
But they're really good at that. And they're, like...
They are a good team, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're, like...
It's... I'm sorry.
What if they're, like, best friends off the screen? Like, they must be.
They've got to be.
Right?
Pals. At least.
They've got to be. Are they best friends?
They have
Seth
to
Rogen
be.
And James Franco, are you best friends? Will you come on our
yeah,
podcast?
Will you?
And just...
Tell us. Just tell us. You know, I was thinking today while I was listening to the podcast, because that's how we boost our listens.
By listening to our own podcast. Yeah, I was looking at one of the episodes, like, 35 listens, sweet. I think, like, 17 of those are me.
Yeah, yeah, right? So, I was listening to it, and I realized that we are huge hypocrites, right? I'm sure that people...
Yeah,
if
sure.
they, if a lot of people listen to it, they just be like, these people are complete hypocrites. They're ignorant. There's, you know... But I think that that is kind of an attractive thing. We are real.
Yeah, we're like...
We don't hide behind things, you know? We're not afraid to be like, okay, we're at Zaxby's. This is a cool place.
We're like George W. Bush. We're just an authentic group of people.
Yeah. George
you
w.
know
Bush.
What you were getting with George
no,
W. Bush.
No, we're an authenticate group of people.
That's so mean.
As staunch Republican as I am, my favorite quote of George W. Bush's, fool me once, shame on you.
Fool me twice, won't get fooled again. That's how he thought the phrase went. No joke, you can look that up.
I love George Bush and his Bushisms.
Bushisms?
Song of the year? Knife Party, 2 years ago. There we go.
2 years ago.
Was that 2 years ago?
Yes,
Bonfire.
2012. It's 3 years
ago. Bonfire. That's a good one. Okay.
Super Bowl halftime performance of the year? Bruno Mars. In the...
Really? Who are the other nominees, Kyler?
Well, the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yep, that was involved.
Backup dancer. Okay, best thing of 2014. Even
just
though
thing.
It wasn't in 2014,
best
it
thing.
was so good. Yes, just
that's
best,
what we'll do.
Best
that's
thing.
What we'll put all these funny things in.
Best thing of 2014 that didn't happen in 2014, but is eternally the greatest thing that's ever happened ever.
It's
are the dancing
shark.
Sharks.
They were
the
great.
Dancing backup sharks to Katy Perry. In
yeah. They were way more interesting. Like, their mouths would open. I like the trees, too, just kind of swaying.
Consequently, the ESPN commercial about the two sharks is hilarious, too.
Yes,
they have
I
an
saw
ESPN
that.
Commercial about
I saw
it?
That, yeah.
Was I out of sync? I'm sure no one will notice.
These two guys, like, walking back into the office wearing shark costumes. He's like, man, what do you think I was out of sync? You might have been a little bit, but I don't think really anyone noticed. Like, okay, good. Like, it was just, no, sports, they have funny commercials, but they're probably not as funny to explain. But like,
guess 97.
Anyway, I was watching that halftime show and I saw the dancing sharks and I wigged out immediately. Like, I just freaked out.
I was so happy.
And I was like, oh my gosh. To my brother, I was like, did you see those dancing sharks? And then it like switches scenes and I'm like, I want everybody to get off stage right now and I want them to fill the entire football field with like 500 dancing
sharks.
That's
just,
all
just
I want.
All over.
And then I was very pleased later that night when I got on Facebook and I noticed that the internet had the same reaction to the dancing sharks that I also did.
So you were pleased that the internet.
Yeah.
The internet.
I was pleased.
Okay. The internet. That platform from which the greatest of humanity is expressed.
Yes.
That it agreed with you.
Not that. I was happy that... maybe that's the simplified way to say it. But I was happy that when I went on the internet, I didn't see stupid things that I disagree with. I saw things that conformed with what I thought was the greatest thing in the entire universe. Like, and I usually don't.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, we have a pretty unique sense of what's awesome.
We do, yeah. And it's correct.
It's usually correct.
It is
correct to me.
No, it is correct.
We're going to go ahead because I'm making the rules here. We will put Katy Perry and the Dancing Sharks in this year's category because it still covers the 2014 NFL season.
Yes, it does.
So,
the greatest thing.
Yes. Out of semantical, we are fitting that in. So our nominees for best thing to happen... All year are the James Franco and what's his name almost starting a war.
No, we have to just say the greatest thing of the year is North Korea.
Okay, North Korea. I like it too.
I love how we label that.
I'm going to go ahead and throw in the entire World Cup because then I realized Luis Suarez bit someone on the shoulder.
Yes, he did.
What?
Like a shark?
He bit someone. Yep.
Wow.
Like a shark.
Dude,
sharks
last time
on the
in, against Ghana in South Africa, Luis Suarez punched a free kick out of the goal. And he got red carded, but they saved the penalty because he was in the goal box and it was going to go in. And Uruguay ended up winning. So his little punch is he saw it coming. And his cheat reflex is... He has the strongest cheat reflex of anyone in sports. He was just like, nope. Punched it out of the way. And he got taken off. But he is the most entertaining man in soccer just because of how quickly... Like, how quick his cheat reflex is just like, gone. Or biting
just
someone...
Just biting a guy's shoulder. Just whatever.
So, World Cup because of the Germany and Luis Suarez biting somebody. Katy Perry's Dancing Sharks... and Pharrell's hat that looks like Arby's.
Okay, cool. Can we do best meme of the year?
Yeah, we'll do
best meme.
Okay, I have one in mind.
Okay.
The things Tim Howard could save memes.
Also
some of my favorite. after the performance of the U.S. goalie in the World Cup, which was incredible, saving, like, I don't know, how many goals? I don't know. All the memes came out of stuff that Tim Howard could save.
Dude.
As he's jumping into the sky, blocking the meteor.
From yeah. Tim. Something, and I like how still people say, like, even Tim Howard couldn't save this movie.
Yeah.
and I think that's hilarious. Dude, Tim Howard in that Belgium game that, you know, U.S. ended up winning, there was 31 shots on goal, 2 win it. That is ridiculous.
That he lost 29.
That is really good.
He broke a World Cup record and they lost. That shows you how bad the World Cup's defense, the USA's defense is.
That's too bad. But actually, they're not bad. Ranked 13th in the world for a country that doesn't care.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah. We really don't care. What's other good memes from this year? It's not from this year, but I like Malicious Advice Mallard. The duck that gives you bad advice. Like, if you want a warm bath, throw the toaster in with you. I'll pull up some examples. I will nominate him anyway because I'm making rules.
Okay, my favorite meme of the year is it's a little baby and he's fat, right? And he's sitting there just kind of looking at this dog. And this dog is looking at him, and then right below him it says, what does NASA do when they want to have a party? And then then the little next picture is the same thing, baby looking at the dog, and the baby says, what do they do? And then the last photo, it's the baby and the dog staring directly at you, and it says, they plan it.
Completely straight-faced.
Like. Oh, yeah. Straight-faced, and that's fine. Just like, what does NASA do when they want to have a party? They plan it. Funniest meme. When I saw that in 2014, therefore it was made in 2014, I cried.
Yeah.
I laughed that hard.
So that's a winner. Some of Malicious Advice examples. Girlfriend hitting a breakup? Get her name tattooed on your back. It'll make her fall in love with you. Women love it when you talk about their weight. Get in the van. They have really good candy. If you're ever homeless, murder someone to earn a life sentence in prison. There's food, showers, clothes, shelter, water, and other necessities.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
The Apparently Kid.
The Apparently Kid is a good one.
That was last year.
What's The Apparently Kid?
The Apparently Kid. It's like this little kid on live news, they're interviewing him about like some slide he went on, and he says the word apparently.
Oh, yeah, apparently? Yeah.
He will go on YouTube Video of the Year.
Yeah, I'd have to give it to The Apparently Kid.
Yeah.
I love The Apparently Kid.
Good.
I can't even think of any other YouTube videos, so we'll just give it to him.
Yeah, okay, Apparently Kid. YouTube Video of the Year.
Good job, man.
Meme of the Year. Let's just decide those two, and we can give the big one away movie next week. Or next
movie?
Time.
The movie.
Okay
greatest...
Meme of the Year, I think, does have to go to...
You know, why don't we do the worst of something?
You know, we could do that.
What could be interesting about the worst of... ISIS wins, period.
ISIS is the worst.
Because we said some good things about Barack Obama, and now it's time to say some not-so-good things. Barack Obama saying that the Crusades, that Christians kill a lot of Muslims, too, 600 years ago... And that we
as justification for
what ISIS is doing.
Yikes.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll show you guys the clip when we're done here.
Dang.
And my dad was like, can you believe he said that? I'm like, that might be the stupidest thing I've ever heard a president say.
I didn't hear him say that.
Yeah.
I did not. Yeah, ISIS wins as being the worst thing.
I'm going to try to get it to
2014.
Him. I might be able to deliver a hand
to ISIS,
you,
right?
You need a poetry Falcone. Wait a minute. When did The Secret Life of Walter Mitty come out? Check it.
Like 2012, 2013.
That was
because
great.
I would shoot that down faster than anything.
No, come on, Dylan.
It was
you know it's a good
such
movie.
Such a good movie.
But is it better than Edge of Tomorrow?
No,
or
it's not.
Interstellar,
but it deserves
or...
a nomination.
It was, I really would put it up there. Best. For me. Because you know how I am.
Yes,
yes,
we're doing great.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
that'd
absolutely.
Be awesome. Thank you so much.
Ooh. Thank you.
Thank you.
ISIS wins worst of the year.
Okay.
We'll just give it to him. Fast food restaurant of the year.
Ooh.
McDonald's. Okay, my nominations I'm going to throw out are McDonald's, Zaxby's,
Or else have we done podcasts?
Yeah, just those Taco Bell. Because of the Crunchwrap slider. Yeah,
they're fantastic. Yeah. I can't argue. They are great. But we've never done it.
That's another one we'll decide next week.
You know what?
I really like this place, but it's expensive.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
McDonald's is...
In-N-Out needs to be my fourth.
In-N-Out
needs to be my fourth nomination.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of Panda Express.
We should do something...
Too.
Well, I feel like it'd be better if we did us like fast food places that are local that not many people go to. Like you know, because McDonald's is so general. It's so
Philadelphia
broad.
76.
Yes.
Never been there.
Yeah, you have.
Oh, is that the one in Clearfield?
Yeah.
Oh.
Philly subs, man. They're
they
super
are
good.
We will great. All next week. We will all walk in because I'm not going to nominate anyone else. We're going to walk in. We're going to walk in and
hand
give them
a plaque.
Our certificate for
for
and we'll
the
make
frame.
Them hang it up.
Cake Party Podcast.
Wait, everybody. I just want to point out.
Best restaurant.
Here's another promise by Dylan. So you better come through.
Are the podcasts up?
Do you think they would really even hang that?
I would. I'm going to make it framed. So,
are you?
Yeah, are you?
What else are you going to do?
This
can be holographic.
Yeah, we can do that. You can see what
gold?
Level it is by rarity. We'll put it in like a giant Pokemon card pack. And
oh, sweet. A Pokemon card pack. Okay.
That'd be cool. Have it like different power levels. Yeah.
If you open up the plastic and if you find your certificates holographic, you will win a sticker from us.
We'll be like, last year we give Philadelphia 76 subs 12 out of 17 stars. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Pretty good.
And an energy card.
And an energy.
Yes.
Okay, I think that the greatest fan.
It is
greatest fan of the Cake Party Podcast. Should be an award.
Yeah, the
Jess Gann, because
he's the
currently
only person
the
listening.
Only one that listens to it.
I will say Jess Gann, but winner of best fan needs to go. I'll post this on Facebook because no one's listening. I will do it right now. You guys
okay.
Can quit laughing.
Okay.
I will post it right now. The first person to verify.
The first person to comment.
The first person to verify that they gave our Facebook page 10 likes. Gets our Fan of the Year award.
Okay. How do they give us 10 likes?
By sharing it. By saying... by sharing our Facebook page. Because that's what's going to get us paid in the end. Is downloads and how many likes that stupid Facebook page has.
Really?
So that's how freshmen got paid.
So I'm going to vote for
I just
want to
get paid in free golf. That's all I want. So they can pay me in free golf.
Yeah, I would like
well,
that. If a company contacted me, like, we will pay for free golf every weekend on Schneider's Bluff.
Holy crap.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, we could record there, for heaven's sakes. They have that little
golf course.
At that little restaurant area.
Oh, yeah. That place is so weird.
How about we do it?
Yeah, let's do that.
Next week, we'll record there.
Then we can hit a bucket of balls.
Dude,
yeah, we could do that.
Around
do you know what I was thinking? We should do a recording while hiking.
No,
because then you'd be breathing.
What do you think? Did I ever tell you my great idea?
What?
It goes with that.
Which one?
All of them.
Yeah.
There's never been a bad one.
Yeah.
We podcast. Next time we go up to King's, I bring a setup and like a big backup battery, and we record around the fire every night.
That would be sweet.
Yeah.
And we
on Dollar Lake,
sweet,
or on the peak.
Our bonus episode.
Do it on the peak. Well, here we are.
Just like really windy. Yes.
I'm already because I do this. I like doing this so much. I told these guys this is going to be my hobby when I'm older.
Oh, even I like it now. Yeah. It's a hobby.
But like I want to do it for till I die. I like podcasting that much. I'm trying to figure out a way how I can podcast with you guys from Scotland.
Oh yeah, you did say that. You said that.
How about take us to Scotland? Right,
dude. If freshman,
I'm just throwing out suggestions. Right?
Yeah, we're just
no
throwing
one else
it
is
out
suggesting
there,
anything.
Yeah, I'm throwing. Oh, yes. By the way, I think I'm gonna go order some more food. I'll be.
Are
right.
you?
Yeah.
Dang.
I'm sorry, everybody.
What are you gonna order?
Oh, that sounds good. You know what I realized though is
we're gonna end it, and we'll start the next one.
This is the end of the. Yeah, just come back. We'll end it with you. You know what I realized though is we could do. An awards, like we could do an annual awards thing, basically like every month or every week. Just like, all right, so today's awards are from March last year to March
now.
This year.
Yeah.
This is our 12-month awards. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody.
Again, our winner is...
Do you know,
oh, wait, no, Interstellar came out before this. It can't win this time. All right.
So then it's the next guy.
But okay. I don't want to do that.
Our nominations... for Best Movie, which will be given out next week, and I will send a plaque to the production studio. We will do it.
I really would like that. He said it. Dylan said it.
Hey, it took a year, but it's up. It may happen in a year.
Okay.
They might get their Interstellar one a year from now, but...
Are you going to send it to Christopher Nolan?
I'll figure it out. So I actually got this idea from Rooster Teeth at a podcast award every year. And their trophy is two eagles flanking a beer can that says best movie on the beer can. Like, they went to the trophy making place and they tried to make the most ridiculous trophies and they top themselves every year. Their first one was a guy on a bear with a bowling pin.
Really?
Yeah.
For a best movie?
No, just for like all their awards. Like, they do ridiculous trophies every year.
That's cool. Well, we'd better end.
It's all right.
Bye.